Whether you are single or coupled this Valentine's Day, you know who you'll always have? New Hampshire. I'm Ali Oshinsky, a new producer on The Exchange from NHPR, and I wanted to know this Valentine's Day what you all love about the Granite State. So we asked, what's your love note to New Hampshire this Valentine's Day? And we've collected a few here. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Catherine Peterson from Concord. This is my poem for the New Hampshire love note thing. New Hampshire, I love the way you light up in spring, lilacs lining the roadways. Your summers filled with lakes and mountain sunshine, the precious fleeting autumns alive with color and sweet apple trees ready for picking. And winter, cold and clean and quiet.
This is Chris from Tuftonboro. I love the way we patiently and respectfully merge in traffic. No creepy road rage aggression like in some other unnamed states to our south.
Hi, my name is Mary Beth Bowling, and I live in Alton, New Hampshire. And the thing I love about New Hampshire is the mountains and the lakes and the snow. I love winter. I love the four seasons. I love that it's living where I live, it's close to the ocean. So we have it all in New Hampshire. It's a great state.
This is Susan Gillette. I live in Dublin, New Hampshire. This is my love note to New Hampshire. My love for New Hampshire began when I saw the cover of the December 1982 issue of National Geographic. It was a photo of the town center in Washington, New Hampshire. At the time, I had never lived anywhere other than Northern California. In 1985, my husband, my 7-year-old son, and I traveled here for a vacation and to scout different places where we might like to live. We decided on the Monadnock region. We ended up buying a lovely home in Swansea, where we lived happily until 2003, when I was widowed shortly after our son married. In 2005, I moved to the Portland, Oregon area because I felt that I needed a life change. But a large piece of my heart always stayed here. To get to the happy ending, I married my high school sweetheart in 2009, and we decided to return to New Hampshire last March. Now I feel that I am back where I belonged all along and could not be happier at becoming a New Hampshire resident again, this time for good.
Hi, this is Joyce Craig, Mayor of Manchester. The residents of New Hampshire, especially our young people, are what I love most about our state. Their passion, drive, and courage gives me incredible hope of New Hampshire's future.
Hi, my name is Liz. I live in Holderness, New Hampshire. I've lived in New Hampshire since 2001, and one of the things I love about New Hampshire is the election season and how we New Hampshire folks sort of respond to the election season and how all the presidential candidates have to come here. And I have a poem about it. Here it is. It's called New Hampshire. Carefully selected faces have been arranged in rows of chairs on stage behind the podium, set dressing for the main event, the candidate striding finally from behind a curtain onto the platform erected in the gymnasium to the sign-waving applause of hundreds. We hail him with our glowing phones. We mostly clap when cued, but like to imagine we aren't as easily moved as those from away, not used to hustling each and every contender through a year-long hazing of diner pancakes, grubby handshakes, the long-winded questions of live free or die libertarians, and town hall meetings in actual town halls where actual town meetings take place in March. After the primary frenzy dies down and we've been dumped, all of us, in favor of the glitz of Super Tuesday. Not even one lousy dinner time call from a pollster to rouse our neglected indignation. But tonight, he's still romancing us, just up from the Christmas parade around the town common. He's still ours, and we make him work for it while we can. How many, I wonder, will I see in my lifetime? How many will I sign or clap for? How many allow, begrudgingly, to step into the modest realm of my dwindling optimism? Thanks.
Hey, this is Maggie Hassan from Newfields, New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire for a whole lot of reasons, but I really love the fact that we settled a state made of granite. We're tough, but we also really care. And we blend individualism and community like nowhere else. Happy Valentine's Day, Granite State.
My name is Leah Murphy, and I'm from Pembroke, New Hampshire, and here is my love note to New Hampshire. Dear New Hampshire, I love your woods in all seasons. I love your rivers for a million reasons. You are my forever home, and I am the lucky one. Bye-bye.
And we're going to close this out with an original song about New Hampshire by Craig Greenman called Hamptons of Our Own. And happy Valentine's Day from NHPR.
Well, you heard about the Hamptons, they're the place where New York's rich people go to blow their dope. Well, they get it and they spend it, and they get it and they spend it, and they get it and they get it and they spend a little more. But here in New Hampshire, when the summer finally comes, we done got ourselves a beach. And all you need to do is bring a buck or two. A good time is easily within reach. Yes, we've got some Hamptons of our own. Just a weekly rate, no need to own. Buy yourself some pizza and some cheap fried dough. It's a few more calories to tote. Well, you heard about the Hamptons. They're the place where New York's rich people go to swim in pools. Well, they're hopping and they're nobbing and they're hopping and they're nobbing and they're hopping and they're hopping. They got nothing else to do. But here in New Hampshire, when the weekend finally comes, we done got ourselves a place that's got some fireworks, several other perks. It's a fascinating use of public space. Yes, we've got some Hamptons of our own. Just a weekly rate, no need to own. Buy yourself some pizza and some cheap fried dough. It's a few more calories to tote. Where New York's rich people go to beat the heat. Well, they're huffing and they're puffing and they're huffing and they're puffing and they're huffing and they're huffing and the chauffeur's feeling beat. But here in New Hampshire, when the heat finally comes, we done got ourselves a spot where the ocean is so cold that you might not be bold enough to even swim there when it's hot. Yes, we've got some Hamptons of our own. Just a weekly rate, no need to own. Buy yourself some pizza and some cheap fried dough. It's a few more calories to tote. Yes, we've got some Hamptons of our own. Lots of friendly